And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Helena Van Veen, health educator at Search, here to talk about an upcoming healthy lifestyle sessions. Welcome to Morning Edition, Helena.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, let's see. This is going to be happening Tuesdays, noon to 1, April 4th through May 26th.
Yes.
And they're free. So tell us about what these healthy lifestyle sessions are.
Yeah, the healthy lifestyle session is a curriculum that is based off of the Center for Disease Control. It's an evidence-based curriculum, but it's usually 16 sessions long. This one is only 8. So usually the 16 one we do in the fall time because we have 4 months, but and then we wait for the next fall to have one. But I thought it was really important to just offer something to the community, something that they can look forward to, try to change their lifestyle, increase their physical activity. So I wanted to offer another short little blurb of a session, so I halved it.
Well, it's spring, and that's the time for new growth, right?
Yeah,
so it seems appropriate.
Yeah. Well, what we do is we meet at Search in Building 223 on Search Campus for 1 hour a week every Tuesday, and we discuss lifestyle changes. The first 4 sessions are all about healthy eating, and the next 4 are all about increasing physical activity. The first 4 sessions, I have our dietitian at Search, Jessica Holland, come in, and she discusses all of those sessions with us. It's all about, you know, learning about fat grams, writing down and journaling what we eat, really trying to focus on our habits, learning new habits, taking old habits that we see as a personal failure, and just trying to change it. We really discuss being aware of what we put on our body, mindful eating, and we have a good time. I know it sounds sessions and class, but it's really fun. You build rapport with people in there. I'm very laid back, and so is Jessica. So we have a good time. The next 4 sessions are all on increasing physical activity up to 150 minutes a week. Again, these are goals. You know, it takes time to change, and we like to just call this a journey to health. We really focus on the lifestyle change of it. That leads to success. So the curriculum has been successful in the past that we've noticed in preventing chronic disease. This curriculum in particular comes from the Center for Disease Control, is focused on diabetes prevention, but really, we find that it's a lifestyle change, and it also helps with your cholesterol, lowering your risk factors for heart attack and stroke, lowering your blood pressure. So we really love this curriculum, so I'm really happy Search decided to keep it and keep rolling with it and offering it to the community. It is free, so anybody can come.
It's free, and it's open to everyone. And it is, as you said, just a supportive environment, some education as well, and no tests or anything like that's going to be happening.
No, no. It's very relaxed. Again, we learn from the participants, and they learn from us. It's really a good time. We offer each other that support that sometimes people just need. They need to meet somebody at the park to go walking, or they need to, you know, speak with somebody that they're having a rough week and they just felt like they failed on all their diet plans. You know, this is a realistic. Life is life. We discuss that in there. We discuss, you know, what we can do when we feel like we just fell off the wagon and ate a whole bag of chips. You know, it ain't over. You know, we really focus on that lifestyle change of it and the emotional part of it that I think leads to success.
Well, through your work, what have you noticed some of the biggest barriers to change are for folks?
That feeling of failure, that feeling of all or nothing, you know, like I got to do it everything this way, or, you know, or they just give up completely, like, oh, I'm never going to lose that weight. I'm never going to get healthy. So this really focuses on, it's, you know, if you had a bag of chips, you're going to be okay. You know, you just regroup and you get back up and you just start the next meal, make a healthier choice, or you go out for that little extra walk. It's really about, not to sound, you know, cheesy, but about kind of forgiving yourself, of allowing yourself to have those days. They're slips, they're going to happen. And, you know, we really discuss that in class to not give up and to just keep moving forward. And it takes time to unlearn what you've done your whole life.
Well, you know what I like hearing, what I appreciate is the focus on physical and emotional health, increasing both rather than trying to conform to some social standard of a beauty.
Right.
What kind of body should you have is not on the table.
It's no.
How do you want to feel in your daily life?
Right. Really, it's about, yeah, increasing your quality of life. You know, we want to, I want to be around for, you know, to see my great-grandchildren. I want to be able to move and play with them. It's about having a good quality of life as well. So, you know, we discuss, why are we in here? You know, what do you want to take out of this program? And, you know, so I like to shift the focus a lot again of forgiving yourself, you know, rewarding yourself and, you know, feeling good about yourself that, oh man, I got out there and I walked, you know, 3 times this week. You know, if you drank 3 sodas every day and you went down to 1 soda a day, that's success. You know, it's just about being realistic, making these small changes, you know, relearning new things and not giving up. And that's what I really like to focus on in the healthy lifestyle sessions. And then, you know, along with it, we get some really good information.
Mm-hmm. And you're hoping to start up a walking group too.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to do that. I did one in February for Heart Health Month and people were starting to come. It was only 4 weeks. You know, again, it was, people got out there. I had a lady who never walked in the park before and she walked with me and she said, wow, this is really nice. And she got to see how many other community members use that park because it's a little scary when you are by yourself. And she ended up walking by herself even on the days that I wasn't there. So it really, she brought her family on the weekends. It really started a change in her life of utilizing something and making her feel good about herself and getting physical activity.
Well, and if I could make this a little personal for you, that's what the process has been for you as well.
Yes.
Working at Search as a health educator really sparked changes within your own life.
It really did. I'm at risk for diabetes. My couple of my family members have had it. And, you know, that really put me at concern for it. I, along, practice what I preach. You know, I confess my sins in there. Like, oh, my gosh, you know, I had a whole big, huge candy bar and downed it with, you know, a soda. And, you know, those are things that I struggle with as well. So, you know, we're real realistic. I go through my journey as well. And this job has been wonderful for me because I've been able to make a lot of those changes. I've increased my physical activity and I've had success with that. And I still feel like I'm still on my journey. But if I didn't have this job, I don't know if I would have done that.
So how do you think increasing your physical activity has impacted your life on a whole variety of levels?
I would say, first of all, emotionally, I think it's really relieved a lot of stress. If I have a bad day or just not feeling good, or I can go to a spin class or go for a long walk, and I feel really good after that. Also, of course, physically, I'm happier. You know, it's...
Stronger.
You know, mm-hmm. I've built my endurance and I feel like I could keep going. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to be healthy. I want to be doing yoga when I'm 70. You know, I want to be able to be in a spin class when I'm 70.
You have a vision for the
future. I do. I have a vision mm-hmm. for myself of just doing the best that I can with what I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is a program that is offered throughout the communities that Search serves.
Yes, it's also offered in Haines, Cake, Prince of Wales, which is Kluwak, Juneau, and did I leave Sitka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
That's great. So you can bond with family and friends around the region who are also doing the same
thing. Yeah, we have other great health educators who are in their community and do the same thing and offer the same programs and same kind of support. We really focus on the lifestyle change.
Okay, so again, where and when, and how can people find out more?
There are every Tuesday starting April 4th from noon to 1 through May 26th. It's free to the community, so it doesn't cost you anything, in Building 223 at Search Campus, and they can contact Helena Van Veen at 966-8914.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We've been speaking with Helena Van Veen, health educator at Search.